Welcome back. We're here with Anthony, Kelly, Sarah, and Hannah, and we're going to talk about our experiences. We're about to transfer, we're about to graduate, and go to new places. So let's all say where we're transferring to. And I'm going to Drake this fall.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm going to the University of Iowa this fall.
I'm Hannah. I'm going to Simpson College this fall.
I'm Anthony, and I'm probably going to Drake University.
Yeah. Transferring.
Exciting times.
I don't know, yeah. It's been kind of difficult. I feel like Drake, personally, it's been a little difficult because they haven't communicated a whole lot with transfer students specifically, and so you're kind of left to just find the information on your own. Yeah, you're not there, so you don't really feel like you have someone kind of guiding you and that kind of thing. But
I mean, right now I'm literally emailing Joe.
Exactly.
I'm like, help me.
I'm trying to make a schedule with the person I'm supposed to from JMC department, and it's like it's weird doing it over email and like trying to figure everything out and what's gonna transfer and what's not. So yeah.
That's what I want to know. Just what credits, what am I going to have to take?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about your transfer so far?
I am very nervous.
Yeah.
I went on a visit and I felt like I talked to one advisor and I left the appointment like feeling horrible. I was about ready to cry. I was about ready to just drop out.
Yeah.
Because she made me sound, she made me feel like I was so far behind. I was never going to catch up. Like
I just felt that way when I went to Iowa, too.
Yeah.
I visited Iowa, and I was personally never going to go there just because of the size. I never liked that aspect of it. But I went there and sat down, and they were... I'm like, well, I'm still considering, et cetera. And they're like, you need to be registering... kind of coming at me with all these different things. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I just need to take a breath and...
Yeah, I talked to somebody, like, in the department, but then I went and had a meeting with somebody at admissions, and they were so nice, and they made me feel better. Like,
yeah.
Brought my humanity back.
Right. I feel like, the larger schools can tend to do that a little bit more because they have so many students that they're dealing with, partly.
Yeah.
It's like... they're just kind of like, you needs to stick very strictly to a timeline or whatever for that kind of thing. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're like, you don't have an internship. You're way behind, like, the first year students. And, like, basically, for my program, they start working out at, like, magazines and, like, newspapers and stuff. And she's like, you can't really, like, skip ahead of those students. And I'm like... that's fine. Can I just start at the beginning? Which is like, technically you're going to be a junior. And like,
that's part of it too. Yeah. I feel like I'm coming in and I have to take all the lower level classes, but I'm technically a junior.
Yeah.
But I haven't taken very many journalism classes. So I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm 20, but I haven't done the things that the freshmen have done.
Yeah.
So
I've taken all these other classes.
Mm-hmm.
But now what?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you guys a story. So I went to go meet with Chris Snyder. He's a professor over at Drake. We hung out for like 2 hours. At the end of my meeting with him, he basically just said, quotes, I shouldn't tell you this, but honestly, maybe college, like, going on is not the best for you, like, investment-wise, because you already know all this. And I was like, damn. Thanks, bro. And then he was like, yeah, you should probably do business or something. And I was like, business? How am I going to take a business class? So, yeah, that's where I'm at with my transferring.
Wow. Wait, so he didn't even...
No, he was like, you know, he would love to have me and all this and, like, part of this stuff, da-da-da. But he was like, he doesn't know what more he could bring the value to me, like, toward my skill base. And I was like... I was pissed.
Wouldn't a DMP major bring you more of that? Like,
I mean, I guess.
That's weird.
But at the same time, it was just like, 20,000 is a lot. And I'm just like, I know, that's why I don't want to just waste my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I know, yeah, some people do, they just kind of, like, are working a bunch. I know Paul, he's told me on the paper that he's just going to do, like, a couple classes every year, and then he's working a lot, and he's just going to put his name out. He says, like, I'm just going to put my resume out there after I graduate from DMAC. Because, like, I mean, you have, like, freelance photography that you do, so, mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of a way to start, but... Yeah, it's just kind of like you come in feeling like you don't know. Don't know what you should know as a junior and stuff. Yeah.
And there's nobody really there to tell you. And you don't really know the right questions to ask to get the answers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, personally, I'm moving out of my house, my parents' house, for the first time I've lived at home. So it's kind of like a combined effect of... Yeah. New school, moving into a new apartment by myself, basically, and no longer having, probably not having a job and not making money. So.
But still having to pay rent.
Yeah, and still paying
going
rent.
Going to school.
All that stress.
Damn.
Yeah, because I'm living technically off campus, so it's like I'm not paying room and board, and so I'm going to be paying for my own groceries and... Ultimately, that's what I wanted. I wanted to live in an apartment rather than a dorm, but it's, going to be a huge adjustment. I have to take 7 classes my first semester. So.
They better not tell me what should be that.
It's all pretty much all lower level classes, so it'll probably be okay, but...
Stressful nonetheless.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be a stressful semester. Definitely, but I don't know. I guess you think, like, in the end, you're hopefully going to do something that you like, and...
And it has to come eventually. Going to get that degree at some point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you kind of, I guess, keep your eye on the prize if you know what the prize is, but that's the part you don't know. I don't know what the prize is sometimes. It's like,
I'll make me more stressed.
What about you, Hannah? How do you feel about transferring?
I don't know. Simpson's been really good about it. I think they've been really great about getting back to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They've got, like, a good tie with DMAC where, since I'm going there with my AA, I don't have to worry about any general ed courses.
Same
so I'll
Drake.
Get there. Yeah, and I'll be able to focus on just my major, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
But other than that, I mean, I'm living on campus, got all that stuff figured out. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be there.
Right. Yeah, I'm excited to go. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for everything that's going to happen. It's just a lot of change from one thing and like kind of just in this interim between graduating from here. Because, yeah, it's nice. Some of that stress was taken away by mm-hmm. not having to worry about, like, I think all the schools that we are going to have the agreement that your AA degree just transfers in.
Yeah.
So that is really, really nice. Mm-hmm. But, no, I feel like I had that experience when I visited Simpson. Like, the transfer coordinator there was, like, pretty active and stuff. And I just... Like, at Drake, I don't think that they have one.
It's just an empty office with, like, cobwebs.
I think you're supposed to talk to your admissions counselor, but, I wish there was someone helping you through, like, what to do next, like, mm-hmm. what you need to be doing at this time, because, I was kind of just flailing, basically, and, like, what should I be doing? having to ask those questions, so...
My only, like, surprise in all of this was... So I, like, decided, like, beginning of the semester, I was going to transfer for international business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking to the transfer counselor and found out... because, like, all the stuff that's going on at Simpson, where they're, like, low funding and they're getting rid of, like, some foreign languages.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to minor in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, fine. I took it in high school and stuff, but I wish I would have, like, been a little more prepared and taken those classes here.
Mm.
Just so there wasn't, like, a huge break between studying and not.
Right.
So that was really the only, like, big surprise from mm-hmm. that requirement. Other than that, everything's gone pretty well.
Yeah. That's, like, a partial regret that I have. Like, I wish there were some classes that I had taken, like, and not just taken, like, an easy class or something.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe would have helped me when I transferred or something. There were a couple of those, too. That, yeah, they were like, oh, you could minor in Spanish. I was like, I haven't taken Spanish since high school. So it's kind of like, yeah. If it's kind of, yeah.
That'd be a good tip for, like, students getting ready to transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're taking classes, not just because they're easy, but because they'll actually be useful later on.
Yeah. Right. And, I mean, it's kind of difficult. Part of it's difficult because you don't know exactly where you might
right.
be transferring.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a difficult thing to plan for. So, I think definitely the relationship between transferring institutions can be always improved because
mm-hmm.
to help students kind of know where they're going, kind of have a direction.
Yeah. For me, when I talked to the admissions lady at Iowa, I found out I had to take another science credit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Iowa has... Like, I had all my science and math covered from DMAC, and that fit into only one box at Iowa, and then they had a separate box for, like, another science class.
I thought it was a 2 plus 2 thing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't sign up for the 2 plus 2 program. But all my credits are still transferring, but they're like, oh, yeah, you need another, like, just, like, 3 more credits of science. I'm like, but I have all my science credits. But they, like, split it up somehow, like.
Yeah,
there's,
physical
like, a science. Yeah, physical science,
oh,
and then, like, another one.
Right.
So, yeah, thank God
I had...
All those, like,
little bureaucracy things. Like, oh, well, you didn't sign up for this program, so this doesn't apply to you, or
yeah.
whatever.
That's so bullshit.
Yeah. So, thank God I had only my electives left. So now I have to take astronomy online this semester.
You know, it takes, like, calculus and stuff, right?
It looked, hard. Like, this one little branch, it only took, like, nutrition, which I couldn't get into this semester, or, like, human origins, or, like, anything.
You should have tried meteorology. No, I took it. It was
yeah.
4 credits. I took all my science. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old astronomy. But I've never taken... biology or chemistry here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a prereq for some of the classes, so.
Oh.
Astronomy was the only one that fit.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not as perfect as people, like, they kind of think or
yeah.
hope it is. I don't know.
They just think you transfer and it's all good. No.
You gotta really be on top of it and
mm-hmm.
check and double check.
Right.
And yeah.
It's just, yeah, then it's like there should be a person that's kind of like, here's what you need to be doing right now, and, you know, kind of checking in.
Yeah.
And, like, as soon as you know where you're going and stuff, like, there needs to be a connection and a relationship for sure.
And I even checked with one of my classes because I've taken speech comp and comp 2. And then usually if students transferring in, if they don't have those 3 classes, they have to take rhetoric 1. Well, on my schedule, it says I have to take rhetoric 1. And they're like, oh, you don't have to take that. You have all these 3 other classes. And so I'm like, well, why is it on there? And they're like, we're not sure. They're like, just email this person and this number and then
mm-hmm.
talk to them. I emailed this person and that number. And they're like, yeah, we can't look at your thing because your application hasn't been processed yet. I'm like,
I'm annoyed.
It's been 3 months.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll get back to you once you've done that. And that was clear back in December, and then my thing went through, like, in February, and I emailed them again. Haven't heard any word.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I'm going to wait for, like, orientation to see if they have me for that class.
That's so frustrating.
And I hope it's changed automatically, or else I'm going to have to go through a headache and, like...
I would call them now.
Call the office, like, and say, I need to talk to some... That's, yeah,
Do
that's...
I have to take this class? Because I think the answer is no.
That's part of the ridiculous thing that I was like, you know, there's nothing, I don't think, you know, they're bad institutions or anything. Just
yeah.
the state schools just being so large, there's so much going on
it's
that it's like, I don't want to deal with
there's
it.
There's so many people to go through.
Yeah.
And so many, like, online little glitches. Yeah.
Right,
it's,
yeah.
It's a lot easier to catch here at DMAC because you have people constantly checking in and you can meet with people face-to-face. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and that'll probably be, like, a big change. I mean, even going from just DMAC to, like, Drake or something, I don't know, more people and I don't know. It'll be different. There was a slight rumor that, you know, like, Drake, you apparently can't make friends once you've transferred. So,
that's true.
Is it true?
My friend Zach transferred there. He went to Central, and he transferred in his junior year, so basically be like us. And he says he's made no friends. And he's, like, a cool, like, talkative person, so.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I hope it's not like that for me, or I'm just going to be sad.
Yeah.
And broke.
Right.
And stressed.
I'd rather be have friends and broke. That'd be great.
Are you still thinking about not transferring then?
Yeah.
Just at all, yeah.
Yeah, I have a meeting next week, so we'll see what happens.
Fingers crossed.
I'm not going to decide till like, May 1st. That's the last day to decide.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting the senioritis.
Mm-hmm. I have a 4-page paper that has to be turned in, like, 2 days after the magazine has to come out.
Oh, man.
2 days before the magazine comes out. So I'm like...
breathe.
I don't know. It's like...
It will be okay.
I'm just gonna... This is... I'm usually, like... very intent on like making everything really good quality, and I'm kind of just like on some of these papers I'm kind of like, okay, here we go, da 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 da, and
turn it in.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Just don't look at it, don't review it, which is out of my nature, but just turn it in.
yeah I've been like pushing off like this transfer stuff too, because I'm like, I just gotta focus on getting to the end of my semester, and like figuring
work, school,
figuring out everything with work and school, but then I'm like, I'm not gonna have the resources, like advisors right there to help me with this after I graduate, so I really should be doing it now, but
right, it's just, it's honestly just like finding time for everything that needs to be done and what can be postponed, kind of, because it's like, I don't know, just like different housing and like meal plan, I don't know, just different things, but and I'm like still trying to decide if I'm gonna do a summer class and all that kind of stuff, so it's just gonna go quickly too, because like we're gonna graduate and then summer will probably be busy if we're all working and that kind of thing, and there it is.
And I try to get like my roommate thing situation like taken care of earlier, and I'm like, I met up with these girls, gonna be roommates with them, but they were asking the landlord if they have to re-sign the lease since I'm the only new one coming in, so they're like, does she just only have to sign the lease? And then he's like, just have her send, like, give me her email and I'll send her this app or something.
Okay.
He never emailed me.
Jeez.
Never
people in Iowa City don't know how to email.
I'm like, I don't know. He's never gotten a hold of me to come down there and sign the lease. So I'm like, don't know when I have to do that. I feel like that's going to be...
Have you emailed him again?
He never emailed me. I don't even have
his
email.
Or have you, like, talked to the... I would give his email from...
Yeah.
Or his phone number
or something.
I need to...
I'm freaking out about that.
I need to talk to my roommates, but I think they're... busy with class two and me, and I haven't had even time to think about it.
Right.
Until like 1 a.m. I'm like, it's like a panicked thought, and then I go right to bed.
I remember everything I need to do. I'll like wait around all day, and I'm like, oh, like I don't have anything. 1 a.m. I don't have a list till next year. I need to
like basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna live in a box.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, rent.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Budgeting, I'm like, I need to figure out how to cook for myself every
day. I'm already like, I can't eat. I can't pay for groceries. I'm just not gonna eat.
I don't remember the last time I sat down and made myself a meal.
Yeah, I mean, I can this semester, and it's gonna go from like part-time right now, so I have like a little bit of spare time in general, and then go to full time and.
It's gonna be great.
I guess, yeah.
It'll all be okay, hopefully.
I don't know. It's hard to, like, tell, you know, work through it all when you're not sure, you know, what is gonna happen, and, I don't know how much more I have to say.
Go to orientation. Ask questions there.
And it's hard to know what to ask questions about, because like none of us have ever gone through this before.
Yeah.
So like, what do we need to know even?
And I know, like, for me, my parents are not helpful in the process, so I'm kind of, like, by myself figuring this stuff out, and that is so stressful.
Yeah.
I get a lot of nagging from my parents, but not a lot of productive help. Like, have you done this yet? Have you filled out this scholarship? And I'm like, no, I'll get to it. But, like...
Yeah, and I was, like, looking at trying to find, like, other outside scholarships. My mom's like, yeah, you know, I got stuff from Drake, but then she's like, you know, that could still help and et cetera. And I, like, looked at them and I was like, I don't want to write these essays. I don't want to write essays.
Yeah.
Or, like, they're all about these different topics that I'm like, I'd have to, I don't know enough just as I am.
That's another, like, whole other homework assignment.
Yeah, it's like. And then you have a deadline, and I don't know. So I'm, like, looking for simple ones or something, but, yeah, I don't know.
Give me money.
Give me money, please.
Why? I want an education. Please.
My mom did make me feel better, because she was like, well, if they aren't answering, or if you have questions... You're paying for them to answer them, and they're paying for you to nag them. So do it, like, because I'm like, I feel bad about sending all these emails or whatever. And she's like, that's what they're there for. You need to. And I was like, that's a good point. Like, I should be, because
like,
otherwise it's just
$20,000. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It could just be worse in the long run if you don't ask the question, or like where you said you don't know what to say sometimes, or it's just. Hey, what do I need to know, basically, is what you're left with.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to just say that you're confused. You just need something, like a starting point.
Yeah, because I think people are kind of like, I don't know what to ask, so I'm not going to ask anything. Or they don't want to say that they're confused because everyone else seems to know what they're doing and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, they talk about this stuff every single day for how many years. Like, they know the ins and outs.
Yeah.
So just go and be like... Tell me the dummy's guide to how this works.
Yeah.
The basics. Just give me a list.
And I feel like hopefully once we get there and stuff, things kind of change. Like, you kind of adapt, hopefully.
Yeah.
And I think they have been good about it in my experience. Like, they're like, no, we... Advisors are super helpful. They meet with you anytime, etc. And so... I think once I'm there and kind of integrated, hopefully it'll be good. Hopefully, you know, you're not finding, you find a kind of community to help and support you and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember my first day here coming from high school, and everything felt very foreign, and I don't know, it's just always going to be that way.
Yeah.
I drove around to each building. I didn't walk from building to building. I got in a parking lot, and then I drove to the next parking lot where my next class was, and it was like... The little things that you did at the beginning that you just change with experience.
You're just like, oh, honey, you're gonna learn.
Yeah.
Or like the whole thing with like textbooks too. I remember that's like the first thing I caught on, like after the first semester. Like, like rent as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy them from the bookstore at that high price.
Right.
And be sure to, like, don't hold on to them, because they'll get a new edition, and then your book will be worthless. And you won't take it back. Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing for transfers, like, check out, like, their book options for, like, what your options are for buying books at the new place,
because
it could be the bookstore may be okay, or it might just be better to go on to, like, a site and find them there. And do the renting option, but yeah.
Or just kind of ask people around, like, because they all know the ins and outs that they learned their freshman year. Coming in, like, junior year, not knowing them, basics.
Well, yeah, and everyone's kind of used to all the freshmen not knowing things.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, it's, I'm sure they are like, oh, well, you're a transfer, so you're still new, but it's different coming in as an older person and being new to everything, rather than being just a freshman out of high school and stuff.
Yeah.
So, are you going to keep doing campus tours at Iowa?
Oh my god.
I just thought of that. I was like,
I'm worried about not having a job because I've had a job here for 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's also like a whole another campus and it's huge.
It is huge.
And it's all uphill. And I'm gonna have to talk.
I visited, yeah. And it's larger groups and a lot of walking. I'm sure they'll just coming in as a, you know, a new person, they'd be like, okay, well, you need to know everything on campus.
I'm like,
which is
oh my god.
Yeah.
If I do it. If I do it, I'm gonna be so in shape. I'm just gonna be like trekking up those hills.
There was a mom when I went that was wearing heels. When we went on the walking tour.
Oh, no. They say, like, in their thing, like, wear comfortable shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They should bold that line.
You should get one of those little scooters, though. I remember seeing a lot of people on those little scooters in Iowa.
I think my roommate has one.
Yeah. We're buzzing around. My mom, it was really funny. She thought she was kind of grumpy by the end of the tour. But, our tour guide was like, I did not want to go to Iowa. And she talked about her this whole thing where she wanted to go to a different school and it didn't work out. And then she's like, but I'm here and I ended up loving it. So even if you don't think you'll like it, maybe come here. And my mom was like,
what?
It was really funny. I was kind of like, what too? But it was funny because my mom was a little grumpy.
It was like, even if you think it's not right, come here.
The chance you might not need it.
Yeah, that's what she said. I think that's like might have been your words. You might not hate it.
That's a good recruiting tactic. You have the people who love it, the people who hate it, the people who are like not sure.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's the perfect catch-all.
They do have a nap room, so...
I saw
in
that.
In the IMU.
Yeah, like the hawk nest.
Yeah, it's called the nest.
Yeah.
Or something for the hawks.
Oh, it's full of, like, couches and, like, beanbag chairs. And I'm like, what an odd room.
Ew.
For so many different strangers to just pass out of together.
I didn't think about it that way.
I did. I'm like,
should we just have our own... Can we just have, like, my own room with my own couch?
Yeah.
Just, like, the private study rooms and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought that was so weird.
Yeah. I use them sometimes. I don't go to the library that much. But... All right. I think that's all we have for today.
Yeah.
Good luck to all you transferers. I know that's the proper term.